cold sauna.
I'm going to switch. I'm going
to switch.
I'm going to get Frederick today.
Sean is not going to be here.
I'll take Sean's too. I'll take Sean's.
Yeah, he's not going to be here.
I'll take Frederick's.
Frederick isn't coming?
I don't know.
Go ahead and have his name chosen, please.
Is he coming?
We may.
Yeah, I don't know yet.
We don't know yet. All right.
Now that we're
time is 5 p.m., and at this time I would like to call order September 12, 2018 meeting of the Parks, Recs, and Open Space Advisory Board and confirm that a quorum is present. 1, 2, yep, got that. So we will move on to 19-0755 minutes of the Parks, Recreation, and Open Space Advisory Board meeting of August 8, 2019. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion, we approve the minutes from last meeting.
Ms. Boyd, do I get a second? Mr. Lozier, second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. So let's go to our director's report, 19-0756. We'll move on to that item, and I will ask our director, Michael Kosky, to present this item. Michael?
Mr. Chairman, so first and foremost, congratulations to the group involved in reappointing the board, which is a success for us. The staff will be hard to get. But more than that, we have a new format, so we got alternates. So, and obviously, Leslie Warren and Sam Crittenden. We're both joining us. At our next meeting, we'll have a more formal meet and greet and so on, more overview. But for today, you want to join us just to get up to speed as fast as possible. So I appreciate you guys coming tonight. It means a lot. Thank you. So we have a very brief director's report today. At our next meeting, we'll have a more robust overview of what's going on. But the highlights to consider the tennis courts, the game president, of course, in the game, opening up this year. This is a kind of newish aerial we had taken, but actually, this is what it looked like before, and today they are done. So they're done. Not officially open yet. We still have to wait for some bathrooms to be finalized. But we did have a tournament here last Thursday, and then this Thursday coming up is another the league. So we have a lot of people over there. But look at the common area as well. This is not a traditional all-concrete tennis complex, right? So if you're a visitor, a parent, waiting for their kiddo to go to their lesson, you get the shade here, some benches and trees, so much better experience. We hope to have this fully open within, let's say, a couple of months. Punch list, contract out of there, they're being cleaned up. So I'm very excited. The next phase, the indoor complex. As you might have the grant, we have some money set aside for this. This is all done, that's the next phase. This would be grass for the time being. Now, me and Raquel are today on a different issue, and this may be a temporary recreation field for a while as well. So that's what we're talking about.
Okay.
Awesome. Yes. In addition to the field, this is kind of over here as well. And here's the rendering, of course, of what we're going to do. So I'm hoping that within 18 months of today, we're talking about this as a finished project. So I'm very excited to move forward with this project. What else happened? We had our first BYOB event in Parks and Recreation. So as you recall, we folks supported and approved that change of ordinance to about 1 o'clock something around parks. Well, what a great event. At the community center, the E-flat band, that portion band, thank you, played there. Mark and I had a chance to go there, and it was perfect night. It was a heated out. People had their proper dinner and a tasty beverage. And this is what it looked like as you approach. Kind of up in the woods, up in the forest. It's all lit up. So we had a great event. Check our calendar. That's what happens. 3 more times from now in December each month. We have a meeting. So it's a great date night. People have their kiddos with them. It was a playground, and really great experience. So it's an awesome event. Coming up as well, this Future Stop, September 14th, which is this Saturday at Mitchell Park in downtown. Here is the courthouse. So Mitchell Park is our traditional Laker kind of urban scale park. Here's what it looks like for us. It has some art out there. And we're actually partnering with the Arts Commission to add more art to the complex or the park. It was delivered yesterday. Doesn't look like much right now, but these are actually doves of a former archway. It was like to come kind of an open voting process for the public.
Is that one of the 3D sculptures?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's one of those.
Isn't that a happy little trailer? Great trailer. I'm so happy. I've seen some miles, he's doing some work. Yeah, I kind of chuckled when I saw that. So we're out there right now putting it together. So that event is Saturday morning. Check our website for exact details. I'll be there. The mayor will be speaking. It's not a Parks event per se, but it's in our...
What time?
I think it's 11 o'clock, 11:15, somewhere near Falls Park. Oh, I apologize. Here's what's incredible right here. There's some different features down here, but that's the gist of it. That's the feel. We also have coming up October 9th, another special event. This is at Fitzhugh Park. So I mentioned this a few times. So this park is started with a simple project. It's a 10 start simple that I dropped a kid. We just wanted to replace a pavilion, or add a pavilion here. So that was done. And there it is today. But we also decided to replace the playground. One of the oldest in our inventory, and just really needed an upgrade. It's something different, something with small elements to it. And that's being installed within, it's called a month. The basketball court, we partnered with Nancy Lieberman Charities. Nancy Lieberman is coming to the beginning of our to kick off the event here to put a sport court on the actual court itself. Ran into the police, Parks and Recreation, and the local church nearby. This was most likely for us. New goals as well. So we have a small grand opening event. New pavilion, new playground, and then Nancy Lieberman's courts here. So again, another event for the veteran folks to be part of. George Webb Park, opening this year. It is, for all intents and purposes, done. The park is finished. There's a fence around it that people respect, kind of. The issue is the grass. So some areas where, this is the park itself, these images are were shown before, looking at George Webb. Kind of the dry bed river, trying to pump some of those water, giant shade structures over there for things. October 9th, or 19th, is our tentative date right now, we're aiming for the grand opening. Mr. George Webb will be there, and be a typical grand opening party. But there's some areas that the grass isn't coming yet. It's next to a school. So once you get down the fence, the kids are going to run across any direction. So I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait before we get the fencing down.
Actually, on the
solid
spot,
yeah.
We're going to go in and roll it. That's the biggest issue, is
there's
some holes. That's
all
it's
all
area.
You can work on roots out. So the fence can come down, and then it's good to go. There's a gate right here. If you're curious, there's a gate right here, and sometimes a gate right here that you can sneak into if you walk around. It's beautiful. It's one of my new favorite parts of that. It's a great feel to it. As a reminder, our new signs are not just announcing the name of the park, it's not only a story of a person's name after. Right? So, this is a great new project. In fact, we're starting a video series now with George Webb being first. We're going to interview his family and make a video about him as a person and try to name that for him to every single park in the city. So, we can live on well beyond our time. So, here's a project we've been working on. Remember last week, we talked about the National Fitness Campaign and outdoor workout equipment. So we decided to go ahead and do one of them as a pilot, as we discussed. We've chosen Binding Park. It's going to be somewhere in this area over here. We thought it was a good fit there because it's right in the smack dab middle of Great Trail Network. People work out here already all morning long by the All Ability Playground. Some of the playgrounds over here, right across, right in the fields here. Good ample parking. And so we thought this would be a nice spot with the pond and everything else. I'm going to talk with the MCDC. We're going to use our umbrella funding for that purchase. And they need to be sponsored by MCDC the first time with their branding on there. And community announcing just how much money they spent in parks and recreation for the past 3, 4, 10 years. Such as, did you know this park was funded by MCDC and your half a penny sales tax? So I'll be presenting.
It's not really MCDC, it's supported by your sales tax dollars.
That's it. Yeah,
it's really important. That branding is really important. So it's not a promotion from MCDC, it's a promotion the idea is spent all for.
And so we'll announce it on that nature. I'm here, so I'll be coming from MCDC at some point and do that as well. Also, there is, if you wish to sponsor the next one, go to our webpage. Because your CEOs who work out there, they see it and say, hey, maybe I go work and sponsor one or the Walmart next door. So, more to come on that. And Mr. Chairman, that concludes our short update today.
What dates and times?
Just the ones from the meetings that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. All the events are on the website.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll do though. I think you should, if there's something where I hope you folks attend with me, maybe we'll flag those to them for us. They know exactly that's one that, if you're there, I'll make sure I recognize
that you want the board to be recognized with? Okay.
Yeah, they're going to promise, right? All of a sudden, the fruits of all the work these people are doing here is not coming to fruition.
All right, guys, we'll move on to item 19-0666. Consider, discuss, act on making a recommendation to the City Council for naming a park within the Craig Ranch Town Center, located north of Henneman Way and between Alma Road and the McKinney Soccer Complex at Craig Ranch. The staff actually recommends tabling this item to the October the 10th, 2018 meeting, but I'll ask Director Michael Kosky to present this item.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So as a reminder, this is a linear part of the David Craig Ranch building for us and maintaining for us part of the negotiation to work out to retire these baseball softball fields earlier than expected. It will connect the Craig Ranch Soccer Complex with ultimately Hub 121 next year. Working with David Craig, we have not landed on a short list of names based upon what you folks came up with and working with them. So I'd like to postpone it until October.
Okay. Do we have a motion to table this item to the October the 10th, 2019 meeting?
Motion to table.
Motion from Melanie. Second from Kelly. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. The next item. Is 19-0757. Consider, discuss, act on the recommendation to City Council authorizing the city manager to execute a professional services contract with Strickel Rollins PSC Inc. of Arlington, Texas for landscape, architectural, and engineering services related to the design of the Old Settlers Park renovation master plan. This item will require a vote, and I will ask our director, Michael Kosky, to present this item.
All right, well, I'm going to work with Jill on this one about the chairman, so I'll lead it off. So Old Settlers Park is in need of a full renovation. As you know, the West End right now is undergoing a $4 million refresh, which is going very, very well. We're looking to improve some of the fields at Moontown Fields. The aquatic area here has minor updates. But what we're looking at now is the entire park. One master plan renovation here to redefine what it is for the neighborhood. It could be adding a dog park, it could be adding a skate park, a splash pad. Everything you see in our newer parks, we want to find a way to incorporate here for this area city. And including the aquatic section in particular, can we make the rec center and aquatics together somehow, make it more unified? Look at that too. So that's the big picture. This was part of our bond package, one of the projects that we committed to working on. This one may end up being a $3-4 million project, depending on what you do with it. What we're talking about today, and Jim will talk about the details, is hiring an architect to come to our meeting to potentially talk about all these ideas. So So with that, Jill, about the
specifics? Yeah, Sister Paul Rollins has actually, they did the tennis court, for example. They're going to come in and they'll do, like I said, the whole master plan of this, and then they'll give us a cost associated with those, and then we'll phase it out and know their idea of how much it's going to cost for that type of thing. Their proposal to doing that is $69,500. I added a 5% contingency in case anything else comes up. Is there any questions on
that? How much is it?
$69,500.
What items are going to be included in the renovations? Was there like a public input session to kind of gather some ideas?
Yeah, public input meetings with this master plan.
Got it. Okay.
And that kind of gives more of an idea of what needs to be put in there, and then they can kind of line that out. That's what the master plan will tell us what we need to do. And then after that, we will go into design of one of the phase one.
Is it parkland all the way east there?
No, our parkland, this is called right here.
Okay.
This is for sale. This land here, the land across the street, is actually one large parcel. And I've been in talks with the person who has control of that. It's, we've got the right one right now to consider that.
Can we include the school, the children there that go there as a part of that, and make it like an interactive thing? All the teachers, the staff there, and the kids to come and talk. I imagine they use it more than anyone else. That school, maybe the next school closest to it.
And we can definitely make them a group. We did that with Webb Park. We got in with the principal and stuff, and then they actually involved the teachers and had the kids actually draw something up. They'd like to see some stuff.
Good. I'm looking forward to seeing something like that.
And then also like the baseball associations. I know there's just some challenges with the way the awnings are today, the walls come down, I just was hoping there would be, you know, a possibility of getting some input from the various groups that have been impacted by that.
So the next step, pending your approval of this, we'll go to City Council and get this firm engaged as soon as possible so we can get after it.
So now, did you get multiple bids, or have you big ones here, and this is kind of small.
We actually have a pool, the list, yeah. That we went with an RFQ about a month ago,
yeah.
And Triple Wellness is on that list. We have five different firms on that list.
Okay, and then they just kind of respond if they're
there was interest. What we do, we kind of itemize our projects on a big whiteboard, and when we're assigned behind it, we kind of identify the panels of the groups we have on the team and see where they kind of spot in. And so this one's right in the wheelhouse. An in-house architecture firm as well as part of this. So what I see here is potentially a more grand pavilion than a bathroom or so. We need a building to be safety piece, so it's important to have an architect.
And then the lots of fields, like baseball.
In South Lake, I think they're doing
it.
Yeah, South Lake does something like that.
All right. Do we have a motion to recommend approval to City Council? Thank you, Joe.
I'll make a motion.
Now, do we have a second? Motion. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? You got it, Jim. All right. Motion passes. So this part of the agenda, we are at citizen comments. Not today.
Are alternates considered citizens?
Many are.
Just today.
The answer that could be told.
All right. So let's go to the board liaison director comments. We'll just open it up.
Just a, I guess, quick update. So we did pass the funding for the neon signs. Mm-hmm. And I guess Amy's trying to get those done by the end of the year.
I feel like
it's possible. No, I wouldn't. know, they have what those kind of signs will look like, the trying to elicit an identity. And then the other one that we did pass, I was kind of indicating that we would, was Boys and Girls Club. So there's a whole new gym and bleachers and separation thing that we all supported for that. That's to the tune of about $130,000. Those are the big investments recently. And hopefully they'll be equally exciting ones on the next round. So we get three rounds a year of project grants. And that's probably the most important thing that we do is support these project grants. And I think it is. It's, yeah. Parks is too. Honestly, with parks, we kind of rubber stamp it, right? Because there's $5.5 million. They need to say no, we'll be a $5.1 million. It's interesting because you see these nonprofits that are really trying to do great things. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I always do, I'm encouraging you guys to do as well, because you guys are all involved in different nonprofits, is personally I just want to see more people ask for them.
Right.
I'm surprised that we have a budget of around 1.2 to 1.3 million a year. We just about always spend it. And it would be nice just to almost have more opportunity to do that. And so we have three of those a year. And then the other thing we have are two sets of nonprofit promotional grants to support their events. And again, if you guys are involved in nonprofits, encourage people to come for those. And that's where we give anywhere from $5,000 to $15,000 to promote like a big fundraising event or something like that. So again, the idea to get more people out. You know, Amy's kind of always guaranteed your $15,000 on one of the big events because they're key on what we do, but it's the nonprofits that are interesting. And then the other, I just wanted to highlight this as well. This is a very new thing that we invented, well, we didn't invent it, sort of. We created a series of grants that haven't been used yet, really, for small businesses to come to us to do city improvements that are downtown that help their small businesses be more sustainable, to the tune of like we do a matching of about, I think it's like 15 maximum or 25 grand maximum if they match and they'll come. So we'll help if a restaurant needs help with all kinds of electrical issues outside, drainage issues outside, things like that. We have grants where we try and help that. And the idea is to promote businesses and drive businesses downtown. So all those are kind of quasi-related to you guys, and to the extent that you have friends or whatever. So spread the word on that kind of thing. Because hardly any, only one that came for the grant so far was Matt Hamilton, because he's in the know, right? And it'd be just nice for all that. So anyway, I don't know why I went into a little grant promotion idea, but I'm just trying to spread the word to let people know, and then we get into that stuff.
Any other comments? More?
No, sir.
All right. So this is a fast one. Don't get used to this, guys. Just saying. Don't get used to this. So motion to adjourn at 5:25. All in favor?
Three motions.
I'm
second. Melanie.
Second. Just a second. All in favor? All opposed? Nope. Get out of here. Thank you, guys.